This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen this week as we count down the Talk Radio Top 10 Talk Topics as tabulated by Say That. My God, I love saying that. Talkers Magazine, and every single week you listen to talk radio about the big top talkets of the week. And so this week, from the week of September 16th to the week of September 20th, these are your top 10 topics. Kevin, go ahead and give us the, what is the top 10 here?
Well, thank you, Rich. First, I want to tell you that, yeah, Doug never uses the word tabulated.
So, tabulated, why not?
No, I'm impressed. A lot of stories this week, actually, Rich, because a lot of ties, just tons and tons of stories. So as I go through this, there are going to be ties. Some of them are related and some of them are not. But I talked to a number of hosts, and they were saying that it was basically a big buffet this week if you're a talk show host. So here we are. Number 10 this week, we have a tie. Area 51 Facebook raid, Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and Cokie Roberts dies. At number 9 this week, Israeli election tied with the Brexit turmoil and the Trudeau brown face scandal. At number 8, healthcare reform with the related opioid epidemic and Purdue Chapter 11 filing. At number 7 this week, climate change tied with gun control and immigration reform. Those three topics have, you know, tend to be in just about every week in different places. Number 6 this week, 2020 presidential race tied with Trump's California visit and the Long Island student stabbing. Number 5, a new national security advisor is named and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. At number 4 this week, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and Fed rates cuts. At number 3, our standalone, really the only one on the chart basically, is the new Kavanaugh allegations. At number 2 this week, the Lewandowski hearings and Democrats' impeachment strategy tied with the intelligence Trump whistleblower report. And a top story this week, U.S.-Iran tensions and the related Saudi oil attack.
All right, the top 10 people this week are...
Top 10 people this week. Sean Spicer and Cokie Roberts come in at number 10. At number 9, Boris Johnson and Justin Trudeau tie. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival, Benny Gantz. At number 7, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, Democrats all running for president. And number 6, Robert O'Brien. At 5, Brett Kavanaugh and Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly, the two writers from the New York Times who wrote the book. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler. Number 3, Corey Lewandowski. At number 2, Javad Zarif. And at number 1, Donald Trump, of course.
All right, so now we've gone through the players on the list. Let's go through the players here sitting around chatting. That was Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. He's in for Michael Harrison. I am Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen. And joining us is Victoria Jones, who you all know every single week from the Talk Radio DC. Was it Radio DC?
No, DC Radio Company.
DC Radio Company, I'm sorry. So let's start with this list. And, you know, we usually start off with some of the lighter stuff, although this week at number 10 we have Cokie Roberts passing away. Let's jump in there for a second. We talk about it because, for me, this kind of ties in with the, the new Kavanaugh allegations at number 3. We saw some bad reporting this week from the New York Times on this. They had a book that had some interesting information about the Kavanaugh investigation. They took that information, they left some key points out, they ran with it, then they fixed their article, and I don't know that they really apologized, but the writers of the book were like, hey, listen, all the information was there, we don't know why they didn't include it. The right, the left, everybody's going nuts. You got Democratic presidential candidates wanting Kavanaugh impeached. You've got talk radio saying, look, it's more fake news. So when we look at people like Cokie Roberts passing away, where are we with this? And, Victoria, you're the reporter here among the three of us. Where does this put us in the world of reporting?
Well, I'm really an analyst these days, but I think in the world of reporting, I don't think it moves the needle very much from where we were a few days ago.
But we've lost another connection to real reporters that we're all used to growing up that gave us the facts. And we all know Cokie Roberts was, you know, swung to the left a little bit, and that's fine, you know, but she, for most of her
career, didn't in her reporting.
Right, right. She was fair. And we don't have everything.
And we don't actually know if she swung to the left, because I've listened to her analysis on NPR. And if anything, I thought she was center to center right.
I think it's guilt by association. She worked for
NPR.
Yeah.
I don't know where Cokie Roberts came down on anything, to be really honest with you.
Well, but okay. So back to the main point. Is this more of the torch burning out of the actual real reporters that we know? And
no, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think there's a lot of really good reporting being done right now. Lot of really good. What I think is also great is that they're not necessarily big names. I think if you go to a lot of the outlets like the Associated Press, like Reuters, like Fox News, like the Washington Post that continues to break great stories, like the BBC. There are stories and stories and stories. If you go to local newspapers, which unfortunately are dying, there are great reporters out there who are breaking stories all the time. The Miami Herald. Newspapers like this, there are great reporters doing great work, and we don't need to know their names. Yeah. We need to know their stories.
So, Kevin, in talk radio, I mean, all of these radio stations used to have reporters on the ground, hitting the streets every single day. And of course, a lot of talk radio really gives these voices a place to air that they might not get otherwise. So a lot of these reporters end up being on talk radio, and it's a new voice for everything. How does talk radio handle reporting the facts as opposed to opinion?
Well, at talk radio stations, as you point out, there are fewer and fewer with, you know, larger news staffs. In big cities you have them, but larger markets. You still have reporters who are working and doing their jobs. And I think, like Victoria said, there are a lot of reporters on news talk radio stations. There are reporters at publications across the country who are doing their jobs and are doing reporting the way it's supposed to be done, looking for facts and reporting facts. And I think it's the same on news talk radio stations for the most part. Now, the station itself may, its programming, the opinion shows may lean to the right or be, you know, arch conservative for that matter. The news department still, to a large extent, as far as Talkers Magazine can tell, really do exercise some degree of neutrality and still try to be reporters and not try to opine very much. I think it's interesting, and Victoria, I agree with what Victoria said about the refined reporting out there. You hear people say, fake news, and they try to say, well, the New York Times is fake news. You could find about 100 conservatives, if you tried, who would tell you right away they wouldn't believe anything published in the New York Times. But right, if you took right. the New York Times, opened it up, and looked and said, okay, well, look at this story. Do you think it's fake? And it could be a non-political story. And they would say, well, no, that's not. But, and then they point to one point, one story, one incident where there seems to have been some sort of opinion going on, and then that, you know, tarnishes the whole paper, unfortunately. In a lot of people's minds, anyway.
The circumstance this week is going to give those people fuel for their fire, and that's the unfortunate part about it. So, all right, number nine is we have the Israeli election, Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau brown face scandal. So we can't do 36 topics this hour, but I want to go ahead and pick the Trudeau brown face scandal to jump on that for a minute, because it's just fun. Where do we go with this? Do people have to apologize for everything they did in their life because it may have been offensive? And certainly brownface and blackface nowadays is offensive. I don't know. How long ago was it that he did this infraction, Victoria?
It was quite a long time ago. I believe it was college. I think it was quite a long time ago. And okay. if, um,
So no less offensive.
Everything we did in college.
No,
but
less,
it is offensive. It's offensive.
It's offensive. And now we look at it as like, wow, you really can't do that. And so what do we do with this now? Virginia, they had two guys who did it in blackface. They're still in office. They're still got their jobs. What do we do with this now with people who find something in their college past that we find offensive 30 years later?
That's an interesting question because, you know, I think back to my college days, and first, I'm really glad that phones with cameras didn't exist. But at the same time, I think about the things I did, and I didn't do anything that was racial or misogynistic or anything like that that I think I could be called to the carpet on. So you wonder, you know, these guys probably should be held to a higher standard. They're leading nations, and or they're serving in parliament or in Congress or whatever. You know, it actually is serious. You can say, well, it was just a college prank or it was Halloween and we did something, but maybe it's more than that. You know, I knew back in the 80s that blackface was wrong when I was in college. Yeah. So, you know, why didn't Trudeau when he was in college in the 90s or whatever?
Yeah, or frat parties doing sexual things. You know, Kavanaugh, 30 years later, he's got a frat party. What's going on there? So
doing sexual things, I think shoving your penis into somebody's mouth or into somebody's face is more than doing a sexual thing. It's an assault.
Never proven. So
no, but yeah, I'm not saying him. I'm saying doing that is a sexual assault.
True.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number six, 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island stabbing. Let's jump into the 2020 presidential race. Oh, I'm sorry, number seven, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. Climate change, world protests going on this weekend, Kevin. How are the talk radio stations around the country talking about the world protests on climate change?
Well, the news departments will report it, and the talk show hosts, if they are very conservative, will by and large dismiss it as, you know, a bunch of snowflakes whining about something that isn't real. That's what they will say in general.
So, Victoria,
to put it in a sentence.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think right-wing conservative talk radio will basically say this is a non-starter by a bunch of snowflakes. And move on from it. Victoria, what do you think it's going to – do you think it will change? Do you think Tuesday after these protests are done that anybody will have any different viewpoint than they have today?
No, I don't think so. And I think this is one of the tragedies of where we are right now, that we've lost or we are in danger of losing the ability to talk to each other and to listen to each other. And if we lose that, I'm not going to say we lose everything, but we lose something that's very important to us as human beings, particularly people who have very different points of view, because we can't get to what reality or the truth is, and then we can't get to solutions and answers. So this is really getting to be quite tragic.
I blame social media for a lot of this because people don't talk face-to-face like we are right here. I mean, even though we're not face-to-face, we're virtually. And, you know, we may have differing opinions on things, but yet we still find a way to talk about it. You and I disagree on global warming, but we agree on environmental things and issues that we know that we have to do a better job of. And I saw a great video on Facebook this week that pretty much just broke down social media and simplified it in one little video. It was a gate for a driveway and an automatic gate, and there was dogs on both sides of the gate barking at each other ferociously, just rah, 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 at each other's throats, right? I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. And then all of a sudden somebody hits the button, and the gate opens, and dogs just all walk away. So when they had access to each other, they refused to bark at each other. But when the gate was closed, they were going at each other. And it's just, it's a sad thing. So 20 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed it does. At 23 past the hour, Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, along with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Group. We're counting down the top 10, and we are here at number 6 with the 2020 presidential race, tied with Trump's California visit and the Long Island student stabbing. Victoria, Trump's California visit, I know that he walked out of San Francisco basically saying, stop your homeless people from defecating on the street. What else did we get out of that trip?
That he raised a lot of money.
In California. See,
well, yeah, because there are people, if California is a very big state, there are people who are Trump supporters with a lot of money in California, and it's a good place for him to go.
Is that the only value for him there in California? Is he actually going to stump there and see if he can get any kind of votes, or is he just going to raise money and move on to other states where he's got a chance?
If he's smart, he's going to raise money.
And then move on.
Yeah, move on.
All right, so in the 2020 presidential race, we had de Blasio jump out this weekend, and that's no surprise. The guy was in there for what? To build his resume, to get a point across? What was his whole purpose for jumping in? Did he really think he had a chance?
Pass.
Kevin, you want to take a shot at that? Did Bill de Blasio actually think that he had a chance with the president?
Yeah, I don't. You know, that's funny. There's two kinds of people who run for president. People who do it just to make a point, or maybe to say they've run for president, or because they've got one particular issue they want to hammer on. And then there are people who really do think that they can win. And de Blasio may have fallen into that category. Maybe. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say what people are thinking, but, you know.
You are exactly right. You have two people. There are people who think they can actually win it, and then there are people who just want to build their resume. So you have the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, whatever. And I put Donald Trump in that same category. Trump had no intention. Well, I don't know. I hear that.
Well, I mean, I think Trump is a lot like Yang. I think there are people who suggest that Trump did not expect to get the nomination.
He did not.
Whether that's true or not, you don't think he did?
No.
No, I think he is surprised as anybody that he won the presidential. I think once he got the nomination, I think he thought he could win. But I didn't think he'd ever thought, and I thought he did it for marketing purposes. I thought it was, he thought it was a brilliant marketing move, and I'm going to be more popular than ever, and I'm going to get another TV show, and hey, look at this, I won the nomination. Now what? And yeah. Once he gets that now what moment, he just plows forward and he just takes it. So, all right, so other than de Blasio dropping out, any other big movements this week, Victoria?
I think we did see in some polls that Biden and Warren were pulling away from the pack, which I think was interesting. And I think one thing that we're seeing is that Sanders supporters from 2016 seem to have decided, you know something, we're seeing Warren as more interesting and more electable.
Why?
than Sanders. Because she has real detailed plans and she speaks to people like people. She speaks really the language of the voter, and she doesn't sound angry all the time. She doesn't sound angry. I don't think she is angry. And she seems to, I think, voters electable. And I think there's a sense among voters that that Bernie's time has come and gone.
Do people look at Bernie as crazy, or do they look at him as just animated?
No, animated. They don't think
okay.
He's crazy.
Is just she just a more stable version of Bernie?
No, not stable, because they don't think he's crazy. No, they think she's more electable. They think she's got good policy. And when she speaks so clearly. She speaks so plainly. Look, if she can go to West Virginia and turn around an entire hall full of laid-off miners and get the entire room to put their hands up and say they'd sign up for Medicare for All, she can do a lot of things.
There it is, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day helps raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 2020 field of Democrats running for the White House has contracted again, as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he's dropping out of that race.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time.
De Blasio speaking a short time ago on MSNBC. National polls showed him stuck with just about 1% support. Southeast Texas is still being drenched by rains from the remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda. It's been going on for nearly a week now, some spots picking up 3.5 feet of rain from that storm. At least 2 people have died, and there were 1,500 high-water rescues in the Houston area yesterday. The CDC says there have now been 8 fatalities from a still unexplained vaping-related illness, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Before past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Rich McFadden and for Doug Steffen traveling this weekend, along with Kevin Casey of Talkers Magazine and Victoria Jones of DC Radio Group, counting down your top 10 talk topics of the week. We're plugging our way through it, and let's have Kevin go through the list. Kevin, if you would do the honors, please.
Back 10 to 1 again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. We got a lot of ties this week. At number 10, Area 51 Facebook raid, tied with Spicer on Dancing with the Stars and Cokie Roberts dies. Number 9, Israeli election, tied with the Brexit turmoil and the Trudeau brownface scandal. At number 8, healthcare reform, tied with opioid epidemic and Purdue Chapter 11. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform, all tied together. At number 6, 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. At number 5, new national security advisor named, tied with the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. At number 4, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rates cuts. At number 3, the new Kavanaugh allegations. At number 4 this week, Lewandowski hearings, tied with the Democrats' impeachment strategy and intelligence Trump whistleblower report. And at number 1, U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack.
All right, so we've made it through number 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 here. Let's hit number 5 here with the new National Security Advisor and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. Victoria, Trump seems to be trying his best to get out of Afghanistan and not able to do it. And it seems to me, what do people's opinion of Trump have on his military aspect? Because he wants to talk to North Korea. He doesn't want to go to war. The number one topic here, the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Saudi oil attack. He's the kind of the dove when it comes to Iran and going after them, whereas Secretary of State is more hawkish on this. What is everybody's opinion of Trump and when it comes to war and how he's handling this?
Well, I think that it varies depending on people's view of him generally. But I think part of the view is that he shifts his views. I think the sense is that he probably does not want to go to war with Iran because he definitely does seem to want to get out of Afghanistan. I think most people want to get out of Afghanistan, and the U.S. is withholding about $100 million in aid to Afghanistan because of corruption in the Afghan government. Of course, they've got elections next month. And these Taliban talks were wildly unpopular, both within the administration and with Congress, particularly in the lead up to 9/11 being held at Camp David, which was a little surprising. But I think that his Iran strategy is viewed as mixed. Now, his new national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, who he wants, is also a hawk on Iran, by the way, and on North Korea and on China. And so, and in fact, his book has a foreword written by John Bolton. So this is going to be kind of interesting. So I don't know how different his views are going to be from John Bolton's and just how this is going to work out.
That's really interesting that he fires Bolton and then hires a guy whose book's foreword is written by Bolton.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to me how he is kind of really takes his time and looks at these situations. And with Iran, you know, I'd rather do it with tariffs or with new sanctions and handle China with tariffs than I would have to have any kind of military altercations with them.
Well, he may also do some cyber attacks against Iran. We've already done that once this year.
It's very successful. And that's the new war plan anyway. So, All right, let's move on to number four here. But it kind of dovetails into this with China relations and the economy and Fed rate cuts. Kevin, it seems to me that, you know, you're up in Boston, just north of New York, where Trump is from. Trump and his tariffs thing, it just seems to me like it's more of the art of the deal. It's a negotiation process. A lot of people look at the economy and the effects of the tariffs on the economy and are being hurt by it. And you can understand that they're being hurt, the farmers and a lot of other businesses. But is this the art of the deal? And do people in radio stations around the country look at it like this is a negotiation process?
Well, I think, yeah, they do look at it as if it's a negotiating process, and it is. The question is, it's whether, you know, Donald Trump's art of the deal technique works in the world of, you know, international relations the way it works in the, commercial real estate industry. And there are a lot of people who will say, no, it doesn't, that they're very different techniques, and they don't expect it to work. Others say, hey, you know, maybe this guy can make this work. A lot of people have gripes about China, whether they agree with the president's tactics or not. And interestingly, though, while we've said all of this, if you go to the Midwest, at least anecdotally, you can find farmers who are being hurt by this who will tell you they'll vote for Trump again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think in the end, they see this as a good thing because they're being taken advantage of by Chinese products and pricing. So I think he definitely has to be tough on China. It's something they've been just had us over a barrel for the past 20, 30 years, and this needs to be stopped. So, all right, number three, the new Kavanaugh allegations, which I don't think are really new. Victoria, let's talk about this book that...
Can we just mention that they're not new and that a Democratic member of Congress referred them to the FBI before Kavanaugh's hearing, yeah, and the FBI did not investigate them?
Yeah, just so you guys know, the reason that we phrased it new Kavanaugh allegations so that it's not confused with the previous allegation for which.
But I think you properly titled it because a lot of people think they are new, even though they really come. So, Victoria, let's look at this book that's being written about the whole Kavanaugh investigation. And does it tell us anything new? Are we getting any new information or are we just rehashing the old stuff?
Well, I haven't read the book yet, so I can't speak to that. But I think we are definitely going to be getting new stuff because it's a very detailed book, and you're going to be getting accounts from witnesses that didn't come out. And remember that the FBI investigation was not as detailed as was hoped for by some. And as I said, a Democratic senator, I'm trying to remember who it was. I want to say it was Chris Coons, but I'm not going to say that because I could be wrong, reported to the FBI one of these investigations, one of these allegations that's in the book before in enough time before his hearing that it could have been investigated, and it wasn't investigated by the FBI. So he wasn't able to be asked about it. So, and that's one of the ones in the book. So, you know, there's this sense that, well, they could, you know, if there's anything else out there, it could just continue to drip because the FBI did what some people are saying is a cursory investigation of him. And this goes back to, we need to have thorough investigations of nominees so that this kind of stuff doesn't happen.
He's been appointed. Is it too late? I mean, do you not think that we had a thorough investigation after a judge has been appointed?
No, I don't think we did have a thorough
investigation. Investigate them, and then what happens? Then do they impeach him off of the bench?
They'd have to impeach him. It sounds highly unlikely to me.
So the legal opinion that I read about impeachment is that it's almost always is intended to apply to crimes and misdemeanors committed while in office, not something that was, you know, alleged like 30 years ago or 40 years ago in this case, and that would be a very, very difficult legal road to go as far as I've read.
So
I think Nancy Pelosi is going to. I think Nancy Pelosi is going to knock that one on the head as firmly as she's trying to knock the impeachment of Donald Trump on the head.
I don't think Nancy Pelosi has any control over anything. She can't stop the Trump the Trump stuff, and she wants to. She does not want to see Trump impeached, but she can't stop it. She's not in control. Do you think?
Well, there was a very interesting closed-door meeting between her and aides and the House Judiciary Committee, and she's telling them they're going way off the rails with their impeachment. And she said, you can leak that to the press, because she just thinks that they're going in the wrong direction. Well, she knows this is going to hurt the Democrats.
She's not stupid. She knows how this is going to play out in the election. She knows how this is going to play out, and they don't. And she's trying to tell them, and nobody wants to listen to her.
Well, and she's furious with the way they handled the Corey Lewandowski hearing. Furious. She thinks they handled it completely appallingly. She also thinks they should have held him in contempt on the spot. Which is what she says she would have done. She's just flummoxed by how badly they held
it. So that brings us into number two with the Lewandowski hearings, the impeachment strategy, and the Trump whistleblower report. So Lewandowski, this guy is... he stood up to everybody and basically played them like a fiddle. Do you think he walks away from this unscathed? Or, I mean, they weren't able to hold him in contempt of court.
Well, they can still hold him in contempt. They can do it later, but it's kind of... Who cares? Nobody's going to take any notice. On, the one person who tied him up in knots was their counsel. their lawyer at the end of the day, who tripped him up repeatedly and schooled the Democrats. And this is how you ask questions, and this is how you get prepared for a hearing. And people on the House Judiciary Committee, they're fairly serious members of Congress who usually know how to ask questions. And if any of them have ever watched Corey Lewandowski do an interview, don't they know that this is what he, this is how he is, this is what he does? This was like, did they not have their coffee this morning?
Kevin.
Or did they not properly prepare, as you hinted at, you know?
What are the odds that Lewandowski ends up with a talk radio show, Kevin?
50-50.
All right, so let's hit the Trump whistleblower report, because that hit at the end of the week, and it's getting really big here over the weekend. Kevin, when you look at these stories like the whistleblower report, and CNN is just all over it.
Yeah.
How is the right or the center right talk radio crowd going to respond to that?
Well, I think that they'll be debating whether or not whatever the president said to whatever foreign official or leader they're talking about here, the debate will be, is that within the president's purview as far as dealing with leaders of foreign nations? Is what he did, illegal or improper or not? But how can they argue it when we don't know what was said or to whom? We just know that someone felt it was strong enough to sound an alarm.
You know, Victoria and I talked about this a little earlier. I think it's fascinating. And Victoria, give us 60 seconds on this again. When the president's talking to a world leader on the phone, there are around 20-some other people on that call, and then people standing in the room. And the president tweeted, "Do you think I'm that dumb to try and do something illegal when I know that there's this audience of, CIA, NSA, analysts and translators and everything on the phone?" So what's the process again, Victoria, for somebody who's on that call to cry foul and become a whistleblower?
Yeah, let's add that at the end of that tweet, Trump seemed to give himself some wiggle room by saying, "I would only do what is right anyway and only do good for the USA!" exclamation mark, which is sort of a, bit of a Trumpism. So after the call, normally, this is important, is that both sides normally give readouts, very brief factual readouts of that the two leaders exchange greetings and discuss this and discuss this and discuss this. And they don't say the nature of the discussions or that, they sneezed and that they disagreed or anything like that. And what's always interesting is to read the United States readout and then to read the foreign readout, because they're always very different.
Right.
And the Ukrainian readout gives the details.
All right. Well, this one's not going to go away. It's growing and growing. It'll give us something to talk about next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Until then, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Love having you on. Victoria, thank you for being here. This is Rich McFadden for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rages when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals. That's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst. That's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen. Counting down your top 10 talk topics. Let's go through the list again and just kind of see where we landed at the end of the week here. At number 10, we have the Area 51 Facebook raid. Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars and the Cokie Roberts passing away. Number 9, the Israeli elections, the Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau brown face scandal. I don't see that one going away. That one's going to stick around for probably all of next week. We will probably be talking about that next week. Let's see here. Number 8. Healthcare reform, the opioid epidemic, and the pharmaceutical company Purdue Chapter 11. They are going to reorganize, and that family's got more money. Even if they do close down, you will not get to that family, unfortunately, and that's a shame. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. The climate change, you got all the world protests going on this weekend. And my big question here is, anybody protesting in the countries that are the worst offenders? Is anybody protesting in India? Is anybody protesting in China? Is anybody protesting in all of the countries that really need to make the biggest changes? Obviously in China, you're probably not going to protest because they'll just kill you there. But, you know, here in the United States and Australia and the UK and Europe, you know, we are already doing, maybe not as much as we can, according to some people, but we do a pretty good job on trying to keep pollution and the environment in a good place. We really need to figure out a way to make some of these worst offenders work at it a little bit better, because let me tell you something. I can eat all the paper, use all the paper straws I want. It's not going to help India with their paper straws flowing into the oceans. Number six, the 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. The presidential race, Warren coming on a little stronger. You know, let's say Warren does beat out Biden. She's still considered pretty far to the left, and I don't see somebody that far left. That was Biden's thing. Biden's thing is he's appears more centrist. He's obviously got the name recognition. Is he going to be able to take on Trump? Yeah, I mean, he would be the most likely one to have a shot at it. Warren, I don't see it. So if she's the one who actually ends up walking away with this, I don't know. You got Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, going back to his job in New York as the mayor, doing a horrible job because he dropped out over the weekend. He probably passed out too. Number five, the new national security advisor is named, and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. Trump trying to get out of Afghanistan, it's a tougher, easier said than done. You leave the void there, and this is what all the military generals know. If you leave a void in Afghanistan, weeds will grow, and they don't want to do that. Number four, the U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rate cuts. Trump, and this is what I always come to this, Trump is negotiating with China. He's a hard-line negotiator. It takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. Yes, the tariffs hurt. Yes, they are not good for the economy. But in the long term, in 5 years, once we get new deals with all of these countries, with India, with Mexico, with Canada, with the UK, the European Union, and with China, we will be the better for it. But it's going to take some growing pains. Number three, the new Kavanaugh allegations. They are not new. They are being rehashed. The New York Times is help kind of throw this into the limelight this week. So those will be sticking around for a few weeks to come for sure. The people who wrote the book, I can't remember the name of the book, but the people who wrote the book that all of this come from, these new allegations, quote unquote, walk away and they say, listen, if you read the book, it actually comes out good for Kavanaugh. Everybody says he's a great family man. Everybody says he coached his daughter's soccer teams and was nothing but a model citizen and a model coach. If you read the book, it actually walks away with a lot of positives for him. Number two, Corey Lewandowski hearings, where he just played those hearings like a fiddle. The Democratic impeachment strategy. Nancy Pelosi does not want this. She knows how it'll play out in the elections. And the intelligence Trump whistleblower. This is going to grow. The whistleblower, it's an interesting thing, because how does Trump talk to anybody on the phone if he's got 20 people listening, and what does he do with those conversations? Can he really have a conversation? And then number one, the U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack. Trump's going to throw more tariffs on it, even though he's got some hawkish generals and Secretary of State wanting to do something a little bit more. But we'll see how that plays out. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 58 past the hour.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.